What a silly old man.
But he'd never heard of the mule. Or anything else, really. He actually seems to believe the old empire still exists.
Yeah, I rather like the royal we, didn't you?
Yes, and the way he kept dropping off to sleep. Does the mule use the royal we, Magnifico?
Oh, no, my lady. The mule says I.
Well, come on, let's get to the ship. Yes. I want to get to work.
Get moving.
Stay where you are, what? All of you. I warn you. And I'm a very good shot.
What do you want?
I'm usually addressed as Your Majesty.
Do you usually threaten guests with a needle gun?
It's not the first time. You think I'm as simple as my father? Well, I'm not. I'm going to be Dagobert the 10th. And I'm not going to wait much longer for that old fool to make way, either. And when I am the Emperor, I'm going to rebuild this empire. I'm going to get it all back, all of it. I won't just be a feeble-minded figurehead. I'll be a real ruler, a real emperor.
What's this got to do with us?
It's nothing to do with you, old man. Or with you. Or that spindly clown there. But as for you...
Get away from me.
Stay away from her.
Oh, don't be shy, girl. I'll be good for you. I'm strong, healthy, rich, and I'll be powerful, too. I shall be the emperor... And you, well, if you're very good, you can be the Empress. Now, what do you say? And let these fools go and play in the old library. We can think of better ways of passing the time, eh? Eh? And what do you say? Oh, you want to be persuaded, do you?
Stay away from her.
Torren. Ah! Oh! I just stunned him. But I could really hurt him if I wanted to. I could make him disappear, or I could just... disfigure him a little. Now, what have you got there, Clan?
Oh, this, a Visi Sona, Your Majesty, that's all.
Can you play it?
Oh, yes, Your Majesty. Would you care to hear?
What? Hmm?
It might make my lady more friendly.
What? Music?
Well, yes, Your Majesty. This is no ordinary music. It can change people's minds.
All right. Play me something. Play something nice for the girl. Oh, that's nice. That's very nice. You like it, girl?
Cover your ears, my lady.
I'll take his gun.
Take the gun and throw it outside. Professor, help me with the body. Torren, take the leg.
Yes, right. Come on.
Put it outside. Outside. All right?
Yes, that sound, Magnifico, that terrible sound.
Yes, I'm closing the hatch.
God, I still can't hear properly.
I'm sorry, my lord. I couldn't get him without some effect on you, but you'll be all right in a short while. It was aimed at him, not you.
But what was it?
It was a traditional piece, my lady. I learnt it when I was a child. It is the music of death.
You mean he's dead?
Yes, Professor.
But how?
I don't know. I'm only the ignorant player, Professor.
Magnifico, did he have to die?
Oh, yes, my lady. He insulted you. Are you angry with me?
Not angry, just...
Well, I'm grateful. Thank you, Magnifico.
I'm happy to repay a small part of my debt to you, my lord. You saved me before.
Look, we don't have time now. Torren, take the controls. I want to get into that library. I'm sure that's where the key to the second foundation lies.
We come in peace.
In peace be it. You are welcome to the hospitality of the group. If you have hunger, you shall feed. If you thirst, you shall drink. Come with me. so we moved to new lands when I was 10 years old. The great metal slabs of the glory that was Trantor were uprooted and thrown aside, and there below was the soil, which had to be turned and freshened, invigorated. The neighboring buildings were torn down and leveled, others were turned into living quarters. It was hard, but we prospered.
But can you grow enough food?
Enough. Perhaps monotonous, but enough. We have fowl that supply eggs, and we have milk yielders. But our meat supply depends on foreign trade.
Trade? What do you trade?
Metal. We have an infinite supply in every conceivable shape and size. They come with freight ships from Neo Trantor, demolish an indicated area.
Which gives you more growing space.
Exactly. Then they leave us in exchange meat, food concentrates, farm machinery, and so on.
And both sides profit. I presume that the university itself has not been uprooted,
no.
Demolished.
The university grounds are a static area. We farmers do not grow crops on it. We do not, by preference, even enter. The university is one of the few relics of former times we would prefer to preserve intact, untouched, undisturbed.
Don't you allow anyone to enter?
No one here has the desire to do so.
But we are seekers after knowledge.
We would disturb nothing.
No.
And we would leave our ship as hostage.
Very well. You will sleep tonight, and tomorrow I will take you there.
Encyclopedia Galactica, 116th edition. Entry, University of Trantor, subscript. During the great sack of Trantor, the university remained untouched. After the collapse of the imperial power, the students formed a volunteer army to protect the central shrine of the science of the galaxy. Throughout the 7 days' conflict, when even the imperial palace was overrun by the forces of the rebel Gilmer, an armistice kept the university sacrosanct. And so it remained.
Don't you feel anything?
Yes. Seems as if the studies and researches go on, despite the emptiness, and we're disturbing the work. Anyway, that mustn't stop our work. I think the cataloguing rooms are through here. That's where I start.
What do you want us to do?
Oh, nothing.
There must be
something. No, I can only do this on my own. I want you, Beta, to cook for me. I'll eat in the library while I work. Magnifico will stay with me to fetch and carry.
My lord.
And to make sure you eat.
Yes, my lady.
Do you think you'll find what you're searching for?
Torrin, I know I'll find it.
There's nothing here.
Please,
if you go. Look, give me the next one.
Yes,
yes, this one.
Hello?
What is it? What do you want?
There you are.
Look, what do you want? I'm busy.
He's very busy, Tom.
Yeah.
Well, I just... Look, Mies, we've been here 3 days now.
Well?
You can't study microfilms all day, every day.
No, I can, and I will, and I must.
But you must rest.
Torrin, listen to me. I must concentrate all my energy on this problem, my entire being. The foundation has fallen, Haven has fallen. If the mule wanted to, he could take the old empire too. I have to find out how he can be so successful. I have to find the second foundation before the mule's forces take Trantor, this library and everything. The evidence is here. It must be here. And I think I'm beginning to get somewhere.
It's all right. I know it's important, but at least you should eat the meals Beta makes. Magnificent. You must eat. Take some rest and food.
I do try, Tom, but the professor is a very strong-willed man.
Yes. I'll eat the food. I promise, but please, leave me alone now. These records are very fragmentary. Some of them are even in code. I had to concentrate very, very hard to guess at the gaps between documents before I can make any progress. I need to be alone to have any chance of success.
Yes, I'll leave you there.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. Are you coming for some fresh air, Magnetic?
No, I've got more useful here, my lord. I will fetch you a good cabby.
Yes. Well, I'll see you later.
Yes, 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 yes. Now, where did I put that film?
Yes.
Ah, yes, of course. What would I do without you, Magnifico? Right, now, set up the bureau.
Yes, Professor.
Well?
Oh, I tried to make him see sense, but the old man's as stubborn as the mule, I suppose. Just works, works, works. And Magnifico sits with him like a very eager pet dog.
Torrin?
Yes?
Do you have a feeling that something isn't quite right? That something dangerous is close to us?
Yes. But it's only a feeling. Intuition. Anyway, what can we do if anything is threatening us?
Nothing. Nothing at all.
Pritchard!
Yes, don't be alarmed. Please. This is just a social call.
What are you doing here?
Oh, well, not much of a welcome for an old friend.
How did you get here?
I followed you.
In that so-called Fillion patrol ship?
That's right.
Sir Magnifico was right. You've gone over to a mule.
Yes, but I would like to retain our friendship.
Oh, friendship.
Oh, well, be stubborn then. But your idea of the mule is very biased.
He destroyed my home planet.
No. Nothing was destroyed on Haven because it surrendered. Everything's the same as it ever was. The people are quite contented.
Pritchard, what do you want here? What are you doing?
Following you. Just keeping an eye on you. Those are my only orders.
You're hoping we'll lead you to the Second Foundation.
I'm not hoping for anything. Just carrying out instructions. Follow, observe, but do not interfere. May I sit down? Thank you.
Pritchard, what has the mule done to you? How can he convert people so easily?
Well, your knowledge cannot harm him. The mule is able to change a human being's emotions, not his intelligence. Intellectually, I am quite free. But he can adjust the emotions. He can abolish doubts. He can give you a feeling of confidence in yourself and in him. I feel better now than I ever did when I was free. Now, believe me. And you would enjoy life a great deal more if you just stopped resisting, stopped trying to be different. If you let the mule look after you, he will. I'm not trying to trick you. I'm speaking as a friend, as someone who wants to help you. It's painful to me to see the way you're wasting your lives, tormenting yourselves with questions, doubts, when really all you need to do is forget about yourselves. Just help the mule to help you and everybody else in the galaxy.
You'd better go now, Pritchard.
Instead of being here, waiting, wondering, frightened, you could be back on Haven or the Foundation with a good home. A family, perhaps?
Pritchard, get away from us. Get out!
I'm going. But if you change your minds at all, I'll be waiting. You can call on my help at any time. You will find the mule is not so ready to forgive and forget.
Torrin, I'm frightened.
You're tempted, aren't you?
Yes, of course I am. But I'd rather be free than be just one of the mule's creatures.
And
Magnifico, pass me that tape, would you?
Yes.
Do you know, I don't know what I'd do without Magnifico. He's really becoming a first-class research assistant. He should have been a librarian of the clown.
Yes, you haven't heard a word we've said, have you?
No, certainly I have. Every word.
Pritchard told us how the mule wins his victories. He can control men's emotions, which means their will to resist him. Don't you think that's important?
Yeah, very, very, yes, yes, very. It's just that... Well, Magnifico and I had rather come to that conclusion ourselves, hadn't we, Magnifico?
You had, Professor.
No, don't be so modest. Without your moral support, I'm sure I'd be no nearer the answer now than when I started.
Are you saying that you knew all this?
But yes. Hadn't I told you? It's quite simple, really. Just a third-level equation of psychomathematics. I mean, after all, just ask yourselves, what were Selden's original assumptions, eh? Firstly, that there would be no fundamental change in the nature of human society over the next 1,000 years. Right. Now, suppose, for instance, there'd been a major change in foundation technology, a perfection of electronic neurobiology, say. That would have meant enormous social changes, and Selden's original equation would be rendered obsolete. Or I would imagine that some new weapon had been developed outside the foundation, something the foundation couldn't match. Now, that, too, would have caused a ruinous deviation from Selden's plans. But nothing like that did happen. However, there's a second assumption made by Selden. He assumed that human beings themselves would remain the same, that human response to stimuli was basically constant. Now, granted that his first assumption proved true, then this second assumption must have broken down. Otherwise, the Foundation would not have been conquered.
No, of course.
So... something, some factor had twisted or broken the emotional responses of human beings, especially their will to resist, to fight, their preference for self-government rather than government by someone else. What factor was there but the mule himself, do you see?
Yes, I do.
Well, it's quite simple, really. I can't think why I didn't see it much earlier, but then that's true of a lot of things. Ever since I've been here, my mind is... becoming clearer and clearer. Problems seem to vanish. I give full credit to Magnifico here. He seems to be my good luck charm. Just by being here, he seems to be inspiring me. Anyway, the nature of the mule's mutation is no longer very important, really. What we have to do is to find the second foundation. You see those?
Yes. What are they?
Those old films, Beta, are the records of the great psychological convention presided over by Selden himself. It was at that convention that the two foundations were established.
You've read them?
I've read the summaries so far. There's a lot of rather specialized language used, but basically they're very clear and open about everything connected with the first foundation.
What about the second?
Ah, that's the thing. Hardly a single reference.
You mean it doesn't exist?
Of course it exists, but its location, its purpose, its significance, not a mention. Do you see what that means?
What?
It means that the second foundation was thought to be much more important than ours. The second foundation is the really critical one, and the mule has no idea where it is.
But neither have we.
Well, quite. But I think I'm nearer than the mule is to finding its location, at least. The mule has only defeated the first foundation. He hasn't defeated Selden.
Torren, there's something wrong here.
What do you mean?
Both Pritchard and me say the mule can control human emotions, don't they?
Yes.
That means he can make people serve him. He can make them fear him, admire him, or even love him.
We saw the evidence of that with Pritchard.
Exactly. And if the mule can control a man like Han Pritchard, why didn't he control Magnifico?
What?
Han Pritchard fought against the mule. He was an enemy, but now he's his slave. Magnifico was his slave, but he ran away. Why? Why didn't the mule control him?
I don't know.
Look, I'm going to ask Meese. I'll get Magnifico out of the way. Tell him to help you with some investigation somewhere else. Meese must know why the mule didn't condition his clown.
But he was conditioned. The mule may need faith and trust from his generals, but in his clown he only needed fear, pathological fear, which the mule found comic and helpful.
Helpful?
It distorted everything we got from Magnifico. His description was coloured by pathological fear. In any case, his information be of no importance now, anyway. The only important thing now is the second foundation. And I'm close to the truth now, Bater, very, very close.
Torin, he's dying. He's driven himself beyond all physical bounds. It's only his mental energies that maintain him. As soon as the mule is mentioned, or the second foundation, he is lucid, he glows with strength, but his body won't stand it. It's only the food Magnifico makes him take that has supported him for so long.
My lady, the learned professor is ill. He calls for you. Come, please, come at once.
Here he is. How are you feeling?
Say nothing. Let me speak. I'm finished. The work I pass on to you. I've kept no notes. No other must know. All must remain in your minds.
Look, don't worry about it.
Now, listen. The first foundation was a world of physical scientists. A concentration of all the sciences of the old empire, except psychology. No psychologists were included. That's important. That's the clue.
Yes, yes.
The second foundation was a world of non-physical scientists, the sciences of the mind and the emotions. The exact mirror image of our world. We had physics. They had psychology. Now, our foundation was scientifically vigorous. It could equip armies, use weapons, but what about a mental attack from a mutant such as the mule?
You mean Selden intended the Second Foundation to be able to deal with that?
Yes, I am certain of it.
But they've done nothing.
Tom, how do you know they've done nothing?
Well, what evidence is there?
None. None, but remember, they would be a developing, growing world, as we were. I don't know if they're aware of the danger or if they've developed enough yet.
But if they are part of Selden's plan, then surely they must defeat the mule.
Not if they're not ready. The possibility of an error of timing on Selden's part is quite large because of the complexity of two different isolated foundations. If the mule attacked before they were ready, or before they were even aware of the danger, then the future will belong to him. And the mule's empire is not the answer for humanity. It would break up with his death, and without the continuity of either foundation, mankind would fall back into the millennia of chaos which Selden tried to avoid.
What can we do?
Listen, I know where the second foundation is.
Yes.
It has kept it secret, and you must keep it secret. You must warn them. Do you hear me?
Well, yes, but
where
I
is it, Professor? Where is it? The second foundation is...
So a mule did get to you. Now he controls you.
No, Torin, no. I had to do it. I suddenly saw the answer to all the questions that have been plaguing me. I couldn't see the reason for the calamity that followed us. Wherever we went, disaster struck, but always after we had just left. Why? We are small, insignificant people. We have no part to play in political upheaval. But someone with us had. A very big part.
You killed Ebling Miss because you believed he was the mule and had found the secret of the Second Foundation?
I killed Ebling Miss because he had found the secret of the Second Foundation, but not because he was the mule. I killed him because he was about to tell the mule.
Yes, my lady, yes. Yet with all my cleverness and forethought, I made a mistake and lost so much. You were the cause of that mistake. my lady. Since my birth, I have been tormented, hated, shunned because of my looks and my strangeness. I did not understand either until I grew up, and then I found that my appearance was like that of many mutants, but my strangeness was different. No mutant before me could control another man's mind. I had power, power to make up for the miserable position of my early life. I reached out, tentatively at first, and then with growing confidence, my control grew, but always through other people. I won Kalgan and a navy. Then I found you.
You controlled me on that beach, made me protect you.
Would you have risked your life for a grotesque clown you had never seen before without a little mental strengthening? So we reached the Foundation with Pritcher, and then I met Ebling Mies, the key to the whole campaign. First he gave me a busy sonar and arranged for me to give concerts all over the Foundation, arranged to gather together great audiences with receptive minds for me to play to. It made it so easy. Secondly, with my mental drive behind him, he was obviously capable of duplicating Selden's work. I drove him to the limit. He was dying, but would have lived long enough to find the second Foundation. Then the last battle would have been fought and won. But for my mistake.
You say my wife caused this mistake?
Your wife was the mistake. She liked me. She was neither repelled by me nor amused by me, so I did not tamper with her mind. I cherished the natural feeling too greatly. I controlled you, Torren. When I went on board that Fillion ship to adjust Han Pritcher, who was a prisoner on board, you challenged nothing. You accepted my explanation without question, although it was full of fallacies. But I did not want to control her, ever. Now I must find another Ebling Mies. I must start my search again for the second Foundation.
And you will never find it. The second Foundation will defeat you because it was created for your defeat. The psychohistory of Harry Selden will sweep aside your mean and petty dictatorship without pausing for breath. Torren and I believe that, and we are happy to die in that belief.
I won't kill you or your husband. You cannot hurt me further, and your death would not bring back Ebling Mies. Go in peace for the sake of what I call friendship. But I am the Mule, ruler of the galaxy, and I shall defeat the Second Foundation.
No! I have faith in the wisdom of Selden. You shall be the last of your dynasty, as well as the first.
Of my dynasty. Yes, I had thought of that often, that I might establish a dynasty. I sense your revulsion. If things were otherwise, I could make you very happy. An artificial ecstasy, but indistinguishable from the genuine emotion. But things are not otherwise. I call myself Mule, not because of my strength. Obviously.